life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
Over to the next tab. Righty-ho. You are listening to episode 307 of Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. Tonight's episode, the 2019 Spring Preview. That's right. It's not the episode we said it was going to be.
What did we say it was going to be?
We said it was going to be Famous Anime Podcast, more TMS anime. That'll be next week now. Because I realised... I need to get an extra episode in, and also, the episode we're going to record later this month. We're going to record much later this month.
That's my fault. In fact, no, it's Mother's Day fault. In fact, it's my brother's fault. It's Dio's fault. It all boils back down to Dio.
Yes, so we also have to figure out another podcast because I'm away for a week. I'll miss two weekends, so we have to squeeze another podcast in somewhere.
Easy.
But anyway, tonight, because people like it when we run through every single anime that's coming up of the season, or at least that we know of, because I'm sure there'll be some surprise ones.
I mean, I like it because it makes me think, shit, I need to make this list and actually try and watch stuff that I say I'm going to watch. And I usually do watch a good chunk if we do a preview because it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah, and spring's often quite good. There's often normally...
Is it?
Spring and autumn tend to be... when the best stuff comes out. Now, there is some good stuff coming out this season. We may not get to watch it for another 6 months, as it's in Netflix lockdown. There is also a surprising amount of horny stuff. I was surprised how horny anime is this. Hornier than normal, it seems.
If that's possible.
Also, as we've commented before, so many sequels. So many sequels.
And the problem is, I didn't watch the first series, so I definitely haven't seen the second, and I've definitely not seen the third.
And in some cases, the seventh.
Exactly.
We're going into. So let's start. This is all roughly in the order that it's airing, according to livechart.me, on the day we're recording, the 26th of March, 2019.
God, the year's going over quick, isn't it?
It is.
I just want to chuck it. I've just realised how fast this year's going over.
Ronnie Ho. There we go. Spring 2019. Here we go. So, ignoring all those things from March, because they're only like a smattering of bits and pieces. And we go to April the 1st, April Fool's Day. We open with Bakugan Battle Planet, the seventh Bakugan series, and the first in 6 years. Basically, they relaunched the toy line late last year. So this is the new series for all those kids who were too young to know what Bakugan was 6 years ago. Possibly never even born. They can now learn what Bakugan is once more.
Surely it'll open with the best recap they could possibly do. Like 5 minutes of just solid... in a good way.
I think it's a hard reboot. I don't know if any of the...
Oh, so it's not even...
No need for a
recap. That's easier then.
Yeah, so Bakugan was a popular toy, certainly in the UK, I'd say within the last 10 years. I definitely remember seeing plenty of it in our local Sainsbury's.
I know the boxes they were in.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. But and it's kind of like nothing else marbles, like anything else. But the marbles transform into animals when you roll them.
Oh, I used to like toys like that as a kid. I had a little robot thing, but it wasn't a Bakugan one. But that's all right. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's another proxy battling type anime. I have no idea how the actual game works. It looks like it involves like a hex grid.
Yeah, it's probably really complicated, but not that complicated because a kid will probably be able to learn it
with
the click of a finger. But this isn't the one. It's not going to get me buying those toys.
No, and I'm going to guess Bakugan like showed on kids' TV over here. So I don't expect it to show up on any streaming services. Next up, also a seventh series, is the seventh series of Washimo, a show which has been consistently unlicensed. This is a cartoon about a dead grandmother who is brought back to life as a robot.
Oh, I didn't know she died. And now that you've mentioned that, I'm sure you've mentioned this before. You must have done. We must have mentioned it.
That's because the first series was directed by the director of Giant Robo.
Oh.
None of the subsequent series. I believe that was the last anime that he was the series director on.
Go out with a bang?
Or possibly they don't trust him to direct anything else.
Did they release episodes like they did with Giant Robo over the course of years?
No.
I think
they all did. They'd come out on a weekly basis.
Ah. Uh-huh.
I've watched some episodes of the first series untranslated. It's not great. It's very flash animation and not great flash animation.
Mm.
So yeah, don't expect anyone to start picking it up in the seventh series. What we may get though is the April Fool's Day Pop Team Epic special.
Can they be trusted?
No, they can't.
The fact you've said April Fools, it could be like a 7-second clip. They're crazy, aren't they?
They are.
Get away
yes.
with anything.
That is correct. No, everyone is deeply suspicious of what this is going to be.
Good.
I think people are suggesting, it would just be a static image for
that'd be
half
great.
An hour.
See, I originally thought no thanks, but now I'm thinking about the possibilities. It makes us want to know. I've got to know where it is now. I'm invested.
It is fascinating because I do feel like it's going to make people more feel like they can get away with more because they've brought it up on that Ikoda-chan, which is another show which is definitely getting away with more than you'd expect from a bog standard anime show. I feel like it's going to be, we're going to look back at it and go, oh, we can point to various shows and say that will not exist if Pop Team Epic hadn't come along.
Yeah.
Next up is Ace of Diamonds, Act 2. This is the returning popular baseball manga getting in second series. 3 years ago was when it was last on.
It's a big deal, isn't it, this show?
Yeah, I believe it's pretty popular. Mm. I've not seen minute one of it, though.
There's just too many sports things that I know I would probably really, really like and get into, but there's too many of them.
Yeah. And I kind of want to watch, I kind of want people to subtitle the old ones first before I watch the new ones.
Yeah.
Because as good as this is, I bet it's not going to be as great as that one episode of Star of the Giants we watched.
Oh. And that's the bar, in all honesty.
Yes.
I always think that'll, especially with us and probably a lot of other people, but I always think, it's not going to be as good as that.
Yes, because it was like we knew it was a classic, but then I didn't know it also looked so great and it was doing like innovative things like that hand appearing to turn a page, like a real human hand appearing in the show. And I was like, what the hell? This is, not only is it like setting the standard for this sort of story, it's like visually more groundbreaking than anything following it.
Yeah.
Then we got Shonen Ashibe Go Go Gomachan, the fourth season. Now, this you could watch on Crunchyroll. I abandoned it partway through the third season because they changed the studio and the production quality shot down.
See, if you're stopping it early, there's not a hope in hell I'm going to be watching it. It's a no from me to begin with. And you were a big fan, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah, we were.
That's a shame.
It was like, got a couple of episodes into season three. I was like, this is noticeably worse. And then looked it up and I was like, oh, it's, apart from the director, it was pretty much completely different staff.
Mm.
So unless they change the studio again, I'm not coming back. I mean, said that, I think they may have been getting it out on a more regular basis. So that may be why they changed the production company. Because before, there was like very long gaps when they were having to do repeats.
Oh, really? I thought it was something really like a simple animation.
Yeah, but the first two series have got some great colour design and the great character designs, and it's really well done. And when you get to the third season, you notice that has disappeared. That's how good those first two series are.
Well, be it a warning. If they listen to this, they better, before April 2nd, they might have to rehash the studio.
That's all right. We had we used Bono Bono as our backup for the weeks when it wasn't airing, and then we discovered, oh, we love Bono Bono much more than we loved Shonen Ashibe.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I think Bono Bono may be ending next week after 3 years.
In time for this to be fill its gap.
Because I don't see a full series of that on this list. Next, we've got Cinderella Girls Theatre, Cinderella Girls Theatre Climax Season. This is the fourth season of the Idolmaster Cinderella Girls Theatre, which is a super deformed spin-off of the Idolmaster Cinderella Girls series, not the ordinary Idolmaster series or any of the other Idolmaster series. God, don't know how you keep up. I mean, and this is one of the, there's even more complicated ones later on down this list.
It's funny that you say they're super deformed, because I looked at this and I was like, I see no difference.
they're not super, super deformed, but they've got got bigger heads than normal.
Yeah, right. But I'm not looking through it, looking at it through the same eyes as a fan would, so sure it's got its fans.
Then we've got, you know, A Girl Who Chants Love at the Bound of This World.
Confusing title.
It is, yes.
Don't like it. The you know bit's fine. Just stick it at that. This was one of the first ones where I was like, oh, okay, something that I might be interested in because it seems to have a plot that isn't a sports thing, that isn't a returning series, and it isn't erotica.
Well.
Oh, don't tell me it's erotica.
It was erotica once. So this is an anime based on a remake of a 1990s visual novel, which was originally erotic, but it was one of these ones where the PC one was erotic, and then they cut all the sex out for the Saturn and PlayStation version. So it's probably based on the non-erotic version, and then it's been further. Because I looked it up, and I was like, I was just getting pictures of the old 90s release, and then I looked at this, just looked at the image now, and I was like, am I sure they're the same thing? Because they look so different.
Because
the character designs for this look very anime, 2019 anime, I would say, over even like a 2019 visual novel.
I'm dubious now. I mean, not that I had high hopes anyway for this one, but extra dubious. Because I was interested, because apparently he can travel his dad goes missing. He finds a device that his dad sent him, and his dad might be alive in another dimension or something like that.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, maybe there's like time travel, and I always like time travel.
But the key art is him, his dad, and then six women.
All with different hairstyles and different hair colours, yes. Which is the thing.
That is probably the telltale, particularly that it's based on a 90s visual novel.
Can you tell your friends, oh, I like the one with the green hair best. She's the best. No, pink hair. And true fans obviously know them by name, but not speaking from experience. Never done that before, ever. Oh, I'm not on board with this one anymore. I mean, as I say, I wasn't convinced superly, but not so much now.
Then, another video game anime. It used to be called Van Mioch, but now it's called Cats Atelier for some reason. The video game actually just changed names a month or so ago.
What's wrong with Vincent Van Mioch?
I don't know.
Whatever that great pun thing is, I can't say.
Partly, maybe it's because they realise it's difficult to figure out how it's supposed to, we're already confused about how you're supposed to pronounce Van Gogh or Van Gogh.
Van Gogh, yeah.
And then you
like in primary school, it was always Vincent Van Gogh.
Yes.
And then it was like, if you didn't say Van Gogh, you're an idiot.
But now I think it's like a third pronunciation is the correct one.
Which is?
It's like Gogh. Oh. Maybe.
Oh, God.
Anyway, it's called Cats Italia now. The video game is, so presumably the anime will also be called. It's based on a Match 3 mobile game, which I have played at almost 300 levels of.
Wow.
Because basically I saw the promotion for the TV anime, and I was like, that's really nice animation, I'll check the video game out. Hmm. And the character designs are great. And
they are.
The video game even has like a stop motion animation opening, which is also great. And it's apparently going to have all the same voices, or hopefully all the same characters. Weirdly, it's only the Van Gogh character who gets his name changed. Everyone else has the real painter's name, so I don't know if that's going to be a problem. And I love the characters, so I'll be much happier seeing them just in a cartoon than having to play a game that's trying to get me to spend £2.99 on power-ups every time I finish a level.
How much have you spent on it?
Nothing.
Well, I'm proud.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I'm not that. I always cave. I'm getting this for free. I kind of owe it to the game to inject a little bit of money since I'm enjoying the game. So you owe it to the game to definitely watch the show.
Yeah. It's not as bad as Candy Crush for, like, making you wish, get addicted to the game, and then like, oh, you want to play some more of this game? You better cough up the reddies. Whereas this one, you will eventually get past the level. How it gets the money out of you, presumably, is you want to get through the levels quicker and with less bother because you want to rack up points in the events so you can get extra bits of clothing to put on your little cat.
Oh, God. Oh.
So that's,
it's a very cute design.
Exactly.
At first I was like, that's a great pun on the name. And then I looked, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
They're very cute. It seems very, marketable.
Yes.
I feel like they could do merch for this. For like cute little teddies and key rings for older women. Cause they look like an old lady's cat.
Yeah, I think they've carefully designed it to appeal to people of all ages and of all countries. And
yes.
It has the weirdest, because when you start the game, it asks you to put your name in.
Right.
So you're a character in the game. You're a character in the game who has died before the game started.
Okay.
So essentially, the game, at least to begin with, is Vincent and Theo trying to renovate, in my game, Brian's old house, where they used to live happily with Brian. But now...
So you were the cat owner as well?
Yes. So now you've died. They're trying to renovate
the... You've took over.
Yes, they're trying to renovate the house. And also, apparently, I can't remember if they sold all your stuff or you sold all your stuff. To the pawnbrokers, they're trying to buy back all your old stuff, and yeah.
Oh.
But it is weird. It is a very weird thing where you enter your name and then learn that you died.
It's bizarre.
And all these characters are having sad memories of you.
Oh.
So
well, at least the cats haven't died. If it'd been like, because, you know, I'd rather a fake me pass than a cat that I owned or something.
Yeah. It's pretty good. They do like a nice line of all the other cats are based on other famous artists. So you've got Picasso in there and Dali and various others.
Who's the one with the eye patch? Or is that just a skin? Because I've seen some of the costumes and it feels like anything can happen.
I don't know. I don't think I've met one with an eye patch yet, but I know there's cats I've not met yet.
Oh.
Then
actually, it looks more like a dog. It's a dog with
he's a dog. Yes, I do. Sorry. Yes, he's one of the guys. Oh, yes, because you're trying to pay off a loan as well to a dog.
Oh.
And that's the dog's enforcer. Or one of the two dogs. There's two enforcers so far that work for this dog.
Is this a short?
I believe so. I believe it's part of another show it will air in. Which makes me unfortunately think we won't get to see it in English.
See, I partly think you don't need the translation.
I don't. Well, entirely possible you won't need it because They've kept all the voices from the original game, but those voices do not speak in any language.
Oh, so it's one of those.
You get subtitles on what they're saying, but they're just talking animal noises,
like Animal Crossing kind of characters. Like,
yeah,
it's gibberish sort of thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, talking of cats, as you get more cats, as Meow Meow Japanese History enters its fourth season, where you can continue to learn the history of Japan via the medium of cats. This is already on Crunchyroll, so.
Is this?
Yeah. It's quite good, but it wasn't so good that it got added to my regular schedule of watched anime.
I mean, I think the prior cat thing is the best cat thing of all the cat things this season.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Because there's a few little cat things pops up.
Yep. Then you've got Aikatsu Friends Brilliant Jewel, the sequel of the anime of the sequel arcade game.
Mm-hmm. A different podcast would probably be lapping this show.
They probably would be up. Then we got... The English name for this one is Yatagami-chan Observation Diary. As far as I can tell, this is a gag manga set in Nagoya, and it feels like it's one of those things where it's like, let's get a load of gags about this particular area of Japan.
Like a tourism...
Yeah.
...thingy.
And possibly isn't the Nagoya dialect crazy? Because the synopsis on this page says that the Yatogame in the title has a heavy accent.
And I wouldn't be able to differentiate.
I watched the trailer. It seemed incredibly shrill.
All right.
not the accent, but the cartoon. then we got Operation Hangyakusei Million Arthur second season, which is a second season of this adaptation of the Square Enix game Million Arthur.
Did that game come to us, like, Europe? Because I don't know of it.
No, I don't think so. I think it might be, is it like a MMO, or am I getting that wrong?
Online... Oh, it's an iOS game.
Oh, yeah, battle, yeah.
So maybe it is game. Here.
They're releasing an MMO. Yes, because this anime was in support of the MMORPG.
Right. Oh, yes, on PS4, apparently. Or at least it's definitely got a PS4 release somewhere in the world.
Yes.
Huh. Oh, VR as well.
Yeah, so obviously they've got some high hopes for it.
Yeah.
Just hasn't actually reached this demographic.
No.
Then we've got Bakumatsu Crisis, which is the second season of Bakumatsu, where handsome men deal with the political turmoil in mid-19th century Japan.
Dull. I just can't get away with political-based dramas, unless it's really well done. That's what always puts it off Gundam as well, like them just talking shop.
Well, I don't know. I think it may just be people making smouldering looks in this one.
Okay.
Also, apparently, a mysterious timepiece with the power to manipulate time. Okay, so I'm going to guess it's not highly accurate to the era.
Maybe they just mean each episode feels twice as long.
Yeah, also it has been ruined by, for me, I mean, it wasn't a high of my rankings already, but... I can't look at the title now and not think of the story from The Genius Bakubon from last year, where they were trying to invent mobile games, and one of the suggestions was Bakumatsu Spam Boys, which would be anthropomorphic versions of spam emails in the Bakumatsu period.
That sounds like the kind of thing you would watch. Well, that's not me being rude. It's just
yes, I'd watch that, but not this.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure they're going to do. I can't imagine they won't do the Poo Boys from Tensai Bakuman. Because they revisited it enough times in the show. Then we got Yokai Watch talking of revisiting things. So we had a year of Shadow Side, and then the inevitable has happened, and the regular flavour Yo-Kai Watch is returning, because there's a new game coming out, in theory, if it comes out on time. I mean, there's adverts for it now.
What would hold it back if there was something...
Well, apparently a load of staff walked out of level 5, so that was what that is what's holding it back.
Oh, okay.
That was the rumour. The rumour was that the latest is Zuma 11 and the latest Yo-Kai Watch were going to be delayed because of a staff walkout.
Are you excited for this iteration?
I am, because I really liked the ending of the last one. The ending of the last one pretty much made it clear that it would be back, because they made a point of making the endings so massively underwhelming.
Oh, I think I'll stick with the movies with this.
Well, yeah, they've announced the next movie as well, which again does something entirely different to any of the TV series, where it seems to turn all the popular yokai characters into humans.
See, I'm all about that aspect of it, just not in a weekly thing. Can't get away with this.
Yeah, I don't know where they are, if they've given up entirely on the dubbing of the TV show. I know the fan subs for Yo-Kai Watch are almost complete. There's either two or three different groups have been fan subbing it, and there's like a few gaps here and there towards the end, but it's getting pretty close to being complete.
This is going to sound mean, but how are they struggling? Like, what is it that slows them down? Because back when I used to torrent everything with like fan subs and stuff, people were shit hot. Like, shit hot were getting stuff out. Like, literally the day it came out in Japan, they'd be firing them out.
The question is whether they were any good.
Yeah, I guess maybe the stuff I was watching didn't require accuracy in its translation.
Yeah, I know one group ballsed up. They made a mess on one episode, and they finally gone back and released that episode. Because they said they messed it up, so they were just going to leap to the next episode. Because it's the Yo-Kai Watch, so really there's no...
Yeah,
you can miss an episode, and you're not going to be lost, even on the even on the few continuing stories they do have.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying fan subbers are lazy or that it's an easy thing to do, but I thought they would have had everything on top of it now.
I also think during the middle 2000s, there were people racing each other. There were people, multiple groups putting out the same series.
Oh, yeah.
And they were trying to race each other to get it out first.
What benefit? Because I've never understood the like financial side. What would they gain? Because I remember like Naruto, it had like so many different groups, and I would just get whichever one came first. What was the benefit to them to have their... release
I've
first.
No idea. Kudos, maybe. That
means... Perhaps, yeah.
I've no idea. I've never knowingly known a fan subber who was active. So
I'd love to know, because it's something that was important when I watched it. Like, you know, torrented a lot of stuff. It was so important getting a good group at the odd time, but then other times it was a case, just got whatever one was first.
Yeah, and when we come to some of the stuff on the anime that didn't make us, boy, there's a few things where we're going to have to take what we've got. And some things we may just have to give it a wide berth, because it just may not be any... It may technically be in English, but not necessarily English as either of us know it. Next up on the list is Hey, Your Cat Ears Are Showing Season 2. Presumably this means that guy's cat ears are still showing.
Mm-hmm. Slice of life thing.
Is it a slice? I mean, yeah. When
two dudes live together, one's a cat boy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a slice of life anymore, because it's no longer a life anyone can recognize.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a romance thing between the two of them, or if it's just hinted at, and then the fans obviously
I've no
got
idea.
The lines or whatever.
No idea. Then we got Fruits Basket, first season, suggesting there'll be more than one season of this. So this is a new, more faithful adaptation of the comic. So I also assume this will mean we'll end up with a Fullmetal Alchemist situation where people prefer the first less faithful version of the anime. I've already seen people complain that the eye colour's wrong on the main character, even though it now is the correct eye colour.
Oh, God. What a thing to pick at. But fans will be fans. It's always been something I've always looked at the original and been like, I think I would probably like this, you know. And I've never got round to it.
Yeah, I never saw it beyond maybe the first couple of episodes. I feel like the age of the people who are fans of the original series are like midpoint between me and you.
Ah, okay. Am I right in thinking all the boys in the house are animals as well?
That's correct, yes.
But not like cat boy kind of animals. They actually turn into the creature.
And they turn into the creatures, yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. And they was out when the time when I liked Love Hina. There was these two.
Yes.
That could have gone either route.
Yeah, because this was 2001, maybe, the original anime. And Love Hina was 2000.
Yeah. I don't think I ever finished Love Hina. I think last couple of episodes I dropped off. Or didn't download.
Well, I dropped off after episode 8, I think, so.
I liked it. So maybe I should give this a shot, just to say, that gap of fruit baskets, fruits baskets. Oh, God. But maybe this is going to fill the gap.
It might be. I mean, there's a good chance that this will be a well-produced, good show.
Yeah.
It's certainly on my list for checking out week of, even though I'm away that week, so I might not check it out. Right.
And then if you don't check it out that week, the chances are, unless you hear something that's great true, about yes. it, you're never going to watch it.
I'll just let Dwayne and Niall check it out, and they can tell me whether it was good.
Yeah.
Then we've got Senryu Girl, in which a girl communicates in poems. To which I just thought, could you do that in English? I guess you could. You get people, somebody who communicates in sonnets or someone who communicates in limericks.
Yeah, I guess so. Not my cup of tea.
No.
Even though I think it looks fine as well.
Is it
CG?
No. Okay, no. It was just the posing on the key art made it look a bit like CG.
Mm. Which is I like the look of the main dude with his quiff and stuff.
Yeah, but it's...
That's it.
Yeah, it's not even that good a version of that design, though. He's, like, supposed to be delinquent, and he's got a quiff, and he's wearing a hoodie under his school uniform.
Oh, I didn't know he's meant... Oh, well, I guess he's not a great designer, because he looks like a good boy. He's a wannabe bad boy who's got a rich family, and he's... Well to do. And
yeah, he's wearing trainers stuff. To school. Look at him. Look at that bad boy. What a dangerous kid. Right.
Oh, mind you, there's a girl in the background with striped stockings on.
There you go.
People are going to be going wild for that.
Quite possibly, yes.
See? They know what boxes to throw out that people are going to be ticking.
That's true, but not that many people to make it a massive success.
No, true.
Then we've got Ao Chan Can't Study, in which a schoolgirl tries to be straight-laced to teach her erotic author father a lesson, but she turns out to be horny as well. Yeah,
I didn't read that bit. I read the bit of the synopsis, which was she's named after the letter A as in apple and O as in orgy.
Yeah. I mean, might be good. It's a very similar setup to Hentai Carmen. That his mum's a dominatrix and he tries to deny his genetic urges.
Genetic urges. But you're right, I mean, it's on that weird line where it's like, it sounds creepy, but you can't help but...
It could be executed well and be funny. And certainly I feel like this has a better chance than some of the other things down the line. But, I mean, I don't expect it to be any good.
But if there was going to be one of them, it could be this.
Yes, that would be probably the way to go. Because there's a run of three in a minute who I think all of them seem terrible. And yet none of them seem to be the worst. There's one even further down, which just seems like absolutely, how is this being allowed on TV? Next up is Beyond of Being Alone, which is a gag manga about a girl with social anxiety trying to make new friends.
Which I think is such a cute premise. I was like, I'm never going to watch it, but it sounds very fun. And kind of, I feel like you would fall, like, you know, you would be drawn to that main character, seeing somebody in those awkward situations. But if it's a gag manga, it mightn't be heartfelt.
Yeah, I think it'll all depend on how good the gags were in the first place and how well those gags are translated onto the screen.
Yeah, so a bit that says here, will vomit when exposed to extreme tension. See, I feel less inclined to want to be like, oh, and more of it's going to be like, ugh.
Now I'm more inclined to watch it. then we've got, what's this one called? Kodama no Gonjiro. Another mobile game. I think this is one of those horizontal running games.
Oh, I was going to guess that just because I was thinking, what could it be? And I was looked at the art, like a temple run kind of thing.
Yeah. I think the original design was a little too blackfacey, and so they changed it to a red character instead. I think they'd also apologized for, like, being culturally dim-witted. So I've no idea what the game's like. I've no idea what the anime's like.
No.
It may show up on... It feels like something which might show up on Crunchyroll because it is on. It's on TV Tokyo. And it'll be one of those things which shows up with, like, the image and then half the other side of the picture is white with the logo. And it's a kid's show, so I'll watch it. I'll watch the first episode on Crunchyroll.
Oh, it's got your... I think... Yeah. This has got Brian on it.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's probably got a Koro strip as well, in which case, yeah, I'm doubly on board for at least watching it. Watching it initially and seeing what it's like. I would guess 15 minutes if I had to guess a runtime. It feels like, because it's one of those, because sometimes these kids shows have got the sort of energy where they know they'd outstay their welcome if they were around for half an hour.
Exhausting.
Yes. I don't want to do that to the parents. then we got Mix, the sort of sequel to Touch, in that it's got some of the Touch characters in it as adults, even though the thrust of the story is about kids playing baseball again.
Ah.
And this is going in the slot that everyone was expecting My Hero Academia to go into, but that's not back for another 6 months. So this will sit in that slot for 6 months.
Possibly probably do pretty well.
I'll probably do better than My Hero Academia will. I shall probably check this out. I don't know whether anybody dies in this one.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Damn, I forgot about that aspect of... Oh, well.
But I'm sure there'll be complicated love triangles or squares or pentangles or hexagons. And also baseball.
Oh, yeah, just an afterthought.
because it's like, well, do I start? Yeah, between this and Ace of Diamond, I feel like Mix is probably going to be more my speed. But again, I suspect also that I won't find time in my schedule for it, because there's still a load of stuff continuing that I'm watching. And then we get into the sleazy part of the schedule.
This really is. This is
three shows in a row, which apparently run within the Futaba anime slot. So we've got, first up, we have Overdrive Girl 1/6 Amazing Stranger, in which a nerd's girly statue comes alive. This must be one you can relate to, Anthony. You've got those statues.
I have very... I was going to say high-end statues, but I was actually looking in a cupboard, and I've still got that Sword Art Online one. The girl from Sword Art Online, I have to get that on eBay. I don't like that anymore. Yeah. This is just... Yeah. There's going to be a lot of creeps. I wish this was one of my toys coming to life. You know, saying that stuff while watching this. And are they going to release toys of this character?
Oh, I'm sure they will if they haven't already.
Seems like a smart move.
It looks like there's loads of them come alive, but the key art seems to have lots of.
Oh, God.
Then we got Joshi Kalsai, which is a silent slice of life manga about schoolgirls. From the description, I was not thinking it to be horny at all, but then I looked at the manga and saw some pictures of the manga, and I was like, oh no, it is kind of still horny.
Can you describe, because I did the exact same thing, and I was like, oh, it could be interesting with it being silent and stuff like that, see how they, you know, utilise that, but what...
There was a scene with two of the girls in a changing room, and there's like various like shots focused on what I assume is the lead girl's thighs.
Ah, right.
Which even in the key art, a great deal of the key art are her thighs.
Yeah, true. Oh well. Not to say I was disappointed.
I was suspicious because of what it was sitting in between on this list, and it was in the same time slot, so I was assuming that it was also horny. and then we've got Mr. Nobunaga's Young Bride, in which Oda Nobunaga is a middle school teacher, and then one day Oda Nobunaga's wife, Kichu, shows up as a 14-year-old girl.
Dressed as a 40, or like...
No,
actually...
she is a 14-year-old girl, because I assume she was a 14-year-old girl at the time.
Oh, right, I see.
Oh, yeah, I should say, yes, no, sorry, it is a teacher who looks like Oda Nobunaga, and she's travelled through time to present day and thinks that this teacher is her husband.
Oh, right, oh, God. Mm-hmm.
There you go. One for Niall's panel.
Yeah, so he might omit this 1 in 10. No, it needs to go in, actually. Just to see people's reactions.
These are all shorts, thankfully. So people haven't wasted their time making half hours of these.
I've never considered it to be like that, like wasting time making these perverse shows.
And I say this as somebody who likes Valkyrie Drive anime, which is completely perverse from top to bottom, but at least it's well made. Next up, back to things I probably will watch. We've got Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Now we're talking.
So this is one of the big Shonen Jump comics that annoyingly Viz are behind on, so it's the weird case where when you sign up to the Shonen Jump, you've got all the volumes which have been put out so far, and then the current chapters, but then there's like a gap of stuff which is missing. So in this, a teenage charcoal seller turns demon slayer when his family is killed by Oni and his sister is turned into a demon. I've not read any of the comic yet, but I've watched the trailer for this, and it looks amazing.
I'm on board as well. I think it looks really good. Absolutely. How many episodes did you say?
They don't know, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
That is the question, yes. Are they going to do... What model are they going for? Are they going to... Probably it's UFO table, so it'll probably be a short run, and then maybe come back again at a later.
Oh, that's good. I'm a fan of the short runs. Yeah. Count me in on that one. It's a green tick.
Yeah, I'm going to guess... Yeah, I'm curious what this will do and what Dr. Stone will do next season.
Yeah, I'll probably watch Dr. Stone. Even though I fell off the manga, I was a bit like, I think it'd be better as a... Maybe not better, but I think for what I want it for, I think I would get through it quicker as a show.
Yeah, I don't know if they've started announcing the cast from after the first arc. So I think they're like... Which will help people, like, control their expectations a bit.
What do you mean? So
it's one of these shows. It's one of these because quite. This is the thing with Shonen Jump. I find a lot is you'll get like the first chapter will be a single story in the first chapter, setting your stage. Then you'll get a longer first arc, which will get some of your characters in. But it won't necessarily be what the style of the comic is going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get, like, this is what the comic is. So in Dr. Stone, the first arc with the four main characters who are in the trailer at the trailers at the moment.
Ah, see.
Three of those characters you're not going to see for a long time after that first arc finishes. But right. You'll be introduced to, like, 20 plus new characters.
Whew. I didn't know there was that many.
And it becomes quite a different story after that. It becomes the story it is now.
See, part of me thinks I would like that.
Oh, you will, because those characters are great. The characters in the second arc onwards are much more interested in the other first three characters who are introduced. Mm.
Yeah, I think I'll definitely watch that over reading it, because I think there's just, I'm reading other things, and I look at that issue and I think, I've got to read this, and then I think, nah, I'll just skip that and continue on with what I'm reading. That's why I dropped off it. So, hope the show's good. But that's not this season.
No. Next up, we've got... Scroll down. We Never Learn. More Shonen Jump. This is a thing I've skipped consistently. Apparently, it's about a schoolboy that has to tutor three genius schoolgirls in subjects they are no good at. Romantic comedy ensues.
Ooh. Yeah. So I think each one kind of complements the other with their ability that they're lacking in their own subject.
Yeah. And presumably he's just okay in everything, or good enough to teach somebody in all the subjects.
Mm-hmm.
I've no real interest in this.
Nah.
So I skipped over it consistently, so I shall skip over it in anime form as well. Then we got Kono Otto Tamare. I'm going to guess this will probably get an English title down the line. This is from Jump Square this time, as opposed to Weekly Shonen Jump, and it is about a school koto club, the musical instrument the koto.
There's a better musical thing elsewhere.
There's lots of musical things elsewhere. I don't know which one's the better one, but
ooh.
Oh, I do know. Yes, but we're not going to get to see.
Well, you know which one
time.
I would be wanting. Anyway.
Yes. Then we've got Kirito Pre-chan second season. More sequels to adaptations of arcade games.
That we don't care about. Yeah. Oh, you might care. I don't know. Maybe
no, I've not watched any of these. No, not, I can't even remember. There's like some of these somewhere along the line are written by the Yoko Watch writer, but I can't remember which one it is, and he's not writing them anymore, so it doesn't make any difference.
Did not a chance.
Then, next up, we've got Magmel of the Sea Blue, in which a new continent appears, and so people have to go to it to explore it, and apparently just kill loads of weird animals, as best the trailer could explain.
Yeah, and they're, like, summoning things from...
Yeah, it's. I was watching the trailer, and I was like, this is the sort of shit I like, but I don't know if I like it in this form.
Hmm... Maybe you want to see what people say.
Yeah.
Maybe just give it a shot.
Yeah, maybe just give the first episode a shot.
It's on my maybe.
Maybe trying to figure out what time of day that would be. I can't be bothered. Right. I don't know. I mean, it didn't look great. It's Studio Pierro, are variable. I've liked some stuff. Obviously, I like Mr. Osamatsu. Big mission, mm-hmm. Make that, knock that out of the park every episode. I liked, name of it's completely gone. The magical girl who turns into a man. I mean, that looked crap most of the way through, but it was still a good show. Whereas this kind of looks, shades of Black Clover a bit in how, like, not great the action looked in the trailer. And I was like, this is the trailer. This is they're putting their best foot forward.
Or maybe they don't want to set expectations too high.
Maybe.
And they're not.
But I like
and then everybody's impressed.
I like the idea of the story, and I like some of the things which were happening in the trailer. I just didn't necessarily like what they looked like as they were happening.
Mm.
Then we've got Where I End and You Begin. apparently is the English title, or Shobetsu Toshi is the Japanese name.
I tried reading the synopsis of this and I confused myself.
I tried looking it up, but I just got the Radiohead song.
apparently, from what I understand, a city goes missing.
Yeah.
And then a partnership goes to try and get this city back. But I don't know what the extent of it disappearing, you know, but it's a I don't know. I think it'll have too much going on and it'll be too talky-talky. Boring.
Yeah.
This was a no from me.
Then, back to the horniness. Washer, she and I in a women's bath. So a guy gets a job working at his family's public bathhouse as a back washer.
Is that a thing?
Presumably so, that's the plot here. Mm.
Yeah.
And then his classmate arrives in disguise at the bathhouse. okay, right. There you go. I don't know whether this is in, because there's been this lot. Yeah, okay, this is the one I think which is in the same line of horny anime that's been happening. The horny anime for women line, which has been happening late at night for the past few years now.
Oh, so you think this is going to be aimed more towards
women? It might be aimed towards more women, yes, than men.
Ah.
If it's in that slot. I think it is, because it's Magic Bus again, and they've been doing most of those, if not all of them.
Okay.
Fairy Gone is next. When I saw the trailer, I was like, surely this is on Netflix, but apparently not. Because it looks incredibly what you'd find on Netflix in 2019, i.e. what you'd find on Banger Video in 1996. So in this, soldiers have fairies grafted to them to fight in a war, but the war's been over for 9 years. How does society treat them?
Like shit.
By the looks of things, yes. But the trailer looks pretty good.
It does.
And yeah. The English trailer is full of really bad English.
Oh, I think it said swears.
No, unfortunately not, no.
That.
It's no Love, Death and Robots on that front.
Hmm. Yeah, this is on my to-watch list.
Yeah, I think this was the one thing, I think, when I was going through that I wasn't aware of. And then I watched the trailer and I was like, oh yeah, this sounds up my street.
Yeah.
Or at least enough up my street to warrant a watch in the first place.
What I read is that the fairies are kind of pinned against animal body parts, and then the humans put that body part in their own body, and then they can summon the fairy.
Yeah.
So what if, like, it's in a cow's brain? Do you then swap your brain with the cow's? Like, what's the extent? Is it like a finger, or is it like a heart? I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will. There seems to be a dude who turns into a werewolf.
Oh, see, now we're talking. That's my kind of cat boy. Oh, like...
a dog boy.
The dog boy. Nah, I think this is... this looks cool.
And then we got Midnight Occult Civil Servants, which you think from that title might be similar to this fairy god. Then you watch the trailer, and I was like, I had no idea what this is, but the trailer is terrible. The animation in the trailer, I think, is the worst thing I watched of any of these trailers. Absolutely shocking.
The fact that it comes after Fairy Gone in the list as well, it's like, oh, that looks great. And then just this, the opposite.
Yeah, I've no idea what the story is. The story might be fine, but I was just like absolutely gobsmacked at like what it looked like.
My impression is it's a group of people who would then have a weekly exorcism. That's what I'm guessing. Like, yeah, okay. Something goes on, and then they exercise the area, and then fight the spirit or whatever it is at the end of each episode. Yokai, yeah. So you could either watch Fairy Gone or Yokai Watch to get the best of this. At least maybe it's good. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Then we've got Why the Hell Are You Here, Teacher? This would be the thing I was suggesting. It's like, why is this even? How did this get on TV?
Give us a synopsis. What's,
well, my synopsis is inappropriate sexual slapstick between a teenage boy and his teacher and other staff members, I believe, at the school.
Oh, and I'll get, I'll gather all the well. Staff are female as well.
I would guess so, yes.
Yeah. Erotic as shite.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think if you're looking for erotica, this may be the one which is going to best serve you. But yeah, I was like, God, yeah.
Because the title suggests they're like sneaking up on him, like they catch him in the changing rooms. Like, why the hell are you here, teacher?
It's the, like they do a thing and then they're just like, you know, everyone's being inappropriate to each other.
Did you watch the trailer? Or did you think,
didn't watch the trailer. No, I dug out the first chapter of the comic.
Oh, yeah. Out your own library or?
No.
Off the shelf?
Off the internet. And I was like, well, that went further than I was expecting. And that was the point. I was like, how is this getting on TV?
Oh, wow. I mean, even from the trailer, there's a lot going on in terms of that imagery, that level of imagery.
Even from the trailer thumbnails, there appears to be a lot going on.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Not for me.
No. And I've still got that blooming Midnight Occults Civil Servants thing open, and I just saw the thumbnail from their trailer, and I'll at least say this is much better. This looks a lot better animated than that. I'm now curious as to see who is directing this thing.
Which the...
Why the hell are you here, teacher?
Mm. Well, that's weird if it's someone you've respected.
No, I saw the character designs and I was suspicious who it was, and it is indeed who I thought it was. Yeah, it might, I mean, yes. Content aside of the inappropriateness of the characters' relationships, it is Haruki Kaneko, the person behind that aforementioned Valkyrie Drive.
Oh,
and, yes, I would say he is, if you're looking for a boob anime,
best in the business.
He is the best in the business. I thought he'd got away from doing this, but apparently not. The boobs have dragged him back in.
Someone's, not all heroes wear cape.
yeah, there you go. Next up, is...
Hachigatsu.
That's it. Hachigatsu no Cinderella 9. Again, I guess this will have an English title if it gets picked up from somewhere. This is based on a baseball management game. Again, I don't know how much the game is about baseball management or whether that is just the theme of a visual novel. Anyway, it's got an anime.
Uh-huh.
Presumably about all the characters you're managing rather than the act of being the manager, because it looks like there is no manager in the key art. And the description it's got is just the description of the video game, not the actual anime.
Or maybe they just break the fourth wall and they like address the viewer as the manager.
Maybe. It's being made by TMS, so I suspect it won't be terrible.
Mm.
Next up, it is Jimoto Ga Japan, or, as it's known in English, I'm from Japan. Another Shonen Jump strip. This was in that Jump Start
thing they did.
They ran the first three chapters of it.
Uh-huh.
It was incredibly derivative.
Was it?
Yes.
Ah, oh, because I watched the trailer, not like with full attention. But I thought it looked pretty punchy and...
Oh yeah, no, it is. I mean, I'm sure it works well because it's borrowing from a lot of things which work well. But I was just, when I read the comic, I was like, yeah, it feels, the rhythms of it feel very familiar to me from other things.
Ah, right.
The anime may be great.
Mm.
Anyway, it's about this kid who's absolutely obsessed with Japan and the various local variations and cultures. And so he's developed a martial art.
I'm kind of on board, just from the trailer alone, I'm willing to see what the... Well, I don't want to say a fuss, because I don't know if anyone's fussing at all, but see what's up with this.
I will say the artwork for the anime is an improvement on the artwork in the comic.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's part of another show, so again, I don't know whether it'll get picked up for English translation. Then we've got Namu Amida Butsu Rendai, the more historical handsome men. From the trailer, it looks gag-based, because they were, like, looking at a washing machines and things. And it also looked like it's a minimal effort. So it looks like they're just putting on a radio play and giving it some drawings to get it on TV.
No, I'll be avoiding this one.
Yeah, it didn't look great, but it still did look better than the mystical civil servants, or whatever they're called.
Midnight Occult Civil
Servants. That's it. Yeah, I just can't take my mind off that trailer, particularly when I just saw the thumbnail of it again, because I had the tab open. And
so is that the bar? That's the lowest bar.
I think that's the lowest bar. Visually. Yes, visually, and maybe on all other levels as well. And then we got Roby Hachi. Again, the trailer on this made it look a bit like radio on TV. It looked a bit better. It looks better than that Namu Amida Butsu thing. It's the odd couple in space. Feels like the voice actors are the selling point, which was the thing which additionally made me think it was like maybe they've been doing these characters on the radio already. It has the problem, of course, that Space Dandy exists.
Yeah, that didn't pop in my head. But whereas I was interested in seeing this, because.
Yeah, I mean, I may still watch the first episode of it, because the character designs are pretty good. It's just the execution doesn't look. It looks workmanlike, I think is the best way to describe it.
Okay. Time will tell, I suppose.
Yeah, and we've got King of Prism, Shiny Seven Stars. So this is another sequel of an anime, of the sequel of an arcade game or something along those lines. It was part of the Pretty Rhythm lineage, and is at which point its lineage is pretty impenetrable to an outsider.
That's fine. Lock the doors. keep the gate shut. It's fine.
This apparently is the films split into a TV show. Okay, that makes more sense.
And how many films is this going to be broken down from?
Looks like four, according to this.
Four? Oh, actually, yeah, I see that now. Huh. Not that that changes anything for me watching it or not, but that'd be a good way if you did want to... Couldn't be bothered to sit and watch a 90-minute film and would rather have it split up, if you're that way inclined.
Then we've got Luminary Tears, which is an anime based on, if I had to guess, a line of stationery from Bandai.
I was going to say key rings or something, so...
Because I looked at the name on Google Images and it seemed to be most of it was stationery.
Too pastel coloured for my liking.
It's very pastel coloured. It definitely reminds me a bit of like 80s, like...
Care Bear? No, not
Care Bears. Yeah, a bit of Care Bears. No. I'm trying to think of the name of the... It's like the... Yeah, it's like that thing. That sort of thing. Strawberry Shortcake.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the greetings card to characters turned like merchandising mega machine.
Candy Floss.
Yeah.
Very Candy Floss. What's the American word for Candy Floss? Popped in my head there. I'm pretty sure it's different.
I've no idea. I mean, I know that. Yeah, I think you're right. Sponge sugar is another name for it, but I don't think they call it that either. Cotton candy, that's what you're thinking of.
Cotton candy, yes. There we go. Educational.
Yeah. I mean, this does. It does look like this would rot your teeth as well. Who knows? It might be good. Jewel Pet was good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were big on that. Yeah, but you had some of that in your panel and everything.
Yeah.
That's had features. So this might be more content.
Yeah, because, I mean, it may look like this, but the actual content and writing may be antithetical to its appearance.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Then we got Isekai Quartet, in which characters from four different Isekai franchises cross over in a super deformed Flash-style animation.
I mean, the thing is, I recognise a few of those characters.
Yes, but I've not watched...
Even though they're stuff I've never watched.
Yes, I was going to say, I've not watched any of these things.
And I'm certainly not going to watch them combined. Like, if I wasn't going to watch that Fist of the North Star thing, I'm definitely not going to watch this.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is that the Overlord character design is pretty recognisable. But yeah, I recognise the guy from ReZero as well.
ReZero.
Not watched any of that.
Which, I think I would like that show because it's time travel and I think he gets killed. And then he relives his day or something like that. Like, it's that kind of, what's it called, that live, die, repeat thing? What was the comic called again?
The original novel was called All You Need Is Kill.
That's it. I've read it as well. I just couldn't think. But yeah, I'm definitely not watching this iteration. Oh, well.
Then we've got Strike Witches. 501st unit taking off.
I thought you said 500 and thirst.
Maybe that's the
creeps.
Maybe that's the intention. I think I may have said that. The first of three announced Strike, which is anime projects. Because my mouth was already heading towards the three of the first of three, you see.
I see. It's not super horny, is it?
I don't think it is. I think it's just people watching it.
Possibly, they've all got their favourite. Which is perfectly fine to have your favourite character in a show, but depends on the...
Yeah, I mean, they do seem more dressed on this cover than I remember them being.
Ah.
But we're not seeing their legs.
Oh yeah, they've got nothing on beyond the top on. I'm surprised I don't see many maybe I do see cosplayers of this, but it seems like the kind of thing.
The original thing was from 11 years ago at this point.
Ah, maybe that's why I'm not seeing any cosplayers. Yes. Because their costumes look simple enough that you could probably buy the stuff in a shop. You could just be
I don't know if the people who cosplay them would be fans of the thing in the first place.
Ah, okay. So fans wouldn't bother cosplaying. Too busy buying the models of them.
I'm sure there is some cosplay of it out there, but you're right. I don't think it. And again, I don't know how much of a fan base it's got over here. So in the cons we go to, I'm not sure you're necessarily going to see people cosplaying them.
Why are this called Strike Witches and not like...
I have no idea. I've never watched a single minute of it.
You know?
Not watched minute one. Because I've never really liked the women as mecha thing that they've got going on.
Yeah.
Because they've got like their rocket legs, haven't they, which they fly around on.
That's right. So this isn't going on the green list?
No.
Green light list, anyway.
I'm looking at the old artwork. I think they do look a bit more chaste on this one piece of artwork we're looking at on this web page. But again, you're right, we're not seeing their legs, so they may just still be wearing their knickers.
I'm willing to put hard cash down on the table that they are. To be fair, they'd be silly not to be. Because if that's the selling point, sell away.
Well, we could just check their website. And we can see for ourselves.
Oh, God. Safe search off, maybe.
There's no panty shots on this artwork.
Huh. Maybe they've matured. Maybe we should show respect for that aspect.
At the same time, though, it also does look like none of them are actually wearing skirts or trousers beyond the first character. So it may just be on this page in the actual show. Yeah, it will be. I know some of them have got skirts on, but there's a lot of them who just appear to be wearing a jacket and a shirt and then some shoes and nothing else.
The imagination is a terrible thing for the people who watch this, no doubt.
Right, next we got One Punch Man second season.
Hold on, I've got to stop. There's a guy. I've found a Strike Witch's guide, which is every character. It's got their face, and then what kind of panties they wear, their weapon. It's like a full character description sheet, as well as the person in history that they're based upon.
Okay, right, there you go.
I just had to tell someone else. I had to share it. Didn't want to be the only one. Oh, okay. Sorry to interrupt such a great
show. That's all right. I'm still, my brain is still pondering whether or not I should watch that thing I was chastising. Now I know who's made it.
Oh, the teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. There is cosplay of it, but of Strike Witches. But not that much.
There's a gap in the market.
Anyway, back to One Punch Man, second season.
Sorry, One Punch Man.
You get distracted by those underpants. new studio. So, curb your enthusiasm.
I'm going to go off on a limb here and say, I don't care. I'm so convinced that I'm going to love this.
Have you watched the trailer?
I think I skimmed it because I didn't want to know. I just wanted to kind of go in, even though I've probably read past this. What I've read, I just wanted to just dive in.
The trailer did not look good.
It did. It was just close up of people's faces, wasn't it?
It was like, a lot of that, yes.
But I don't feel like they need to show much. I think they can just probably just show a close up of a bald head, and people are going to lap it up. That would be a good marketing strategy. That, but never mind.
Also, at this point, I don't know how we're going to watch it.
Oh, what? Why?
It's going to be a Hulu exclusive, I believe, in America. And we don't even have Hulu over here.
Right, okay.
And there's no Daisuke for us to watch it on this time round.
There's a will, there's a way.
Oh, okay, I'm sure there's a way, but not a convenient way, particularly if it's not that good.
See, I think I would go out my way to put the effort in to watch this. I would definitely watch it. Like,
you say that. Have you been watching Mob Psycho 2?
I wait for it to fully finish, like I did with when we did the episodes. Because I don't think I would have liked that as much weekly. I kind of liked the just rushing through, but getting an episode out of the way, then chucking on the next one and realize, no, this is great.
I mean, that's the only thing hurting this One Punch Man, particularly when those trailers came out, is because it's going to get compared to Mob Psycho 100. Because that's currently airing. And it's going to get compared by a few smaller group of people, but me, myself included, to Boogie Pop. Because that's currently airing. And they both look better than this did.
I think I'm probably being too kind because of what it is.
Yes, yeah.
I, in fact, it's not even a probably. I most definitely am, and it's a weakness.
But I was going to say, you're one of the few, because I think there's a lot of people out there who are very disappointed by that trailer.
I guess it's not enough to be like, ugh. I just skimmed through it and was like, right, it's still happening.
That
as
is
long
still,
as it's
happening.
Still happening.
I mean, I don't know how far it can go, because I'm not sure. I don't know. I think what we get in the Shonen Jump isn't necessarily as far as he's drawn yet in the redrawing of it. But I still don't know whether he's redrawn all of this story.
Is this not just going to be 12 episodes?
I mean, yeah, it's all going to be Garo.
Top
to bottom. I don't think there's anything else but Garo. And, I mean, there's other stuff involved happening in and around him. But, and that's fine, because he's a great character. He's a wonderful character, in fact, I think, because he does hopefully they can capture that in the anime of, like, the later chapters, where you go from hating him as a villain to liking him and hating some of the heroes.
Ooh.
But again, I don't know how far it can go, because I'm not sure without having to, like, adapt one's strips themselves.
Oh, I'd rather not try. Because I think that's a recipe for disaster.
Well, it may be a recipe for disaster.
anyway.
Anyway.
I'm still. And hopefully when it turns out to be great, I'll be one of those, yep, I had faith. You should have trusted it.
Well, yes.
Or the opposite.
Yes. Yeah. Because, yes, yeah, you could look like a genius. Or you'll just be drowned out.
Stay quiet.
Next up, we've got Seiwayaki Kitsune no Senko-san, in which a salaryman is visited by a fox spirit who looks like a little girl.
But she's 800 years old.
But she looks That's like a little girl. That's what it literally says.
That
in, I know it does in the description.
And it even says an 800-year-old little girl.
Yeah.
Nope.
Good, I'm good. Kenjin no Mago? Majo? Yet more isekai bullshit is my notes.
Oh, see, when I read this, I was like, oh, I'm never going to watch this, but I can see the appeal. Like, he's a magician, or he's trained by wizards and whatnot, but he's an idiot. And I just think, yes, it's all that kind of jazz has been done before, but it's easy laughs, I think. People like that.
But you could tell that story without him being a guy who died and then reborn in another world.
Oh, yeah, they're putting in lots of stuff going on.
It feels like people are just including that in order to get their thing, because it's the craze to get it picked up. We'll see if it starts going in the opposite direction, because I know they're doing a new orphan anime soon.
Really?
Yes.
As in...
Sorcerer Stabber Orphan, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so we may...
The PS2 game and everything.
Wow. We may be dragged back to normal light novel fantasy without having to...
Kill someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, if that cat Atelier can do it, they can kill someone off, anyone can. Oh, that's interesting, though, because that show for Orphan, I've got on DVD now. I tried to like it. I just couldn't really get into it.
Yeah, because I watched the first episode of it a year or two ago.
Oh,
and it's not bad.
No.
But, yeah, it doesn't set your world on fire either.
No, it doesn't. And I've got it. I had it on... Well, I own it on DVD, and I still didn't feel the urge to keep going. And that was years ago. Because I was a fan of the game. And by a fan, I mean I was a kid who... had a game on the PlayStation 2 that had anime cutscenes. Like it. So yes. The game's probably absolutely god-awful.
Yeah, because PS2 anime games not well known for being great, are they?
Exactly. I wonder if I've still got that game. So, oh, man. I wish I'd never... Now I'm going to be thinking, where's that game at? Where's that game at?
When the orphan craze picks back up, you'll be raking it in.
Whoa, it's £38 on... Amazon now for that game, PS2 game.
Then we've got Carol and Tuesday. Is this the music show you're excited about?
This is the one I'm excited about.
Well, you have to wait 6 months for it to show up on Netflix.
With it, is that if I want to watch it legit means, or is it a case of I have to?
Yes.
Right, okay. I'm kind of... I think I can wait. Like, although I think it'll be good, because, I mean, it's set on Mars, so it's obviously in the Cowboy Bebop universe.
I mean, it could quite actually be, yes, based on the fact they admitted that Space Dandy is.
And the font looks very, like, that typeface is very similar to the Cowboy Bebop Japanese-y, I can't remember what it's called. Just Google it too. I'm sure they're so similar. The the kanji of it.
Katakana, you mean?
Katakana. I just watch cartoons. I'm not educated, but it's very similar in its typeface. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I would laugh if everything he does now is just stealth Cowboy Bebop sequels instead of actually.
And even if it was in a lazy manner, I'd be like, I'd laugh it up.
Or I'd be like, yes, you could just have one guy show up who's wearing a jacket with a star on the back. And at some point.
Like a guy in the crowd for the music show or something.
Yes.
Oh, it's he's in the crowd.
So potentially with Space Dandy, it's like everything could be part of the same universe because of the parallel worlds.
Yes. Yes. But yes, I'm on board for this. Not in a way that I don't think I would rush to watch it. Because, I mean, there was Terror in Resonance, which turned out to not be the thing I wanted it to be. So maybe this would be a letdown as well. But I like Kids on the Slope. And I feel like it's going to have vibes from that. Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is that he's only the chief director. It's Motonobu Hori is the director. And they worked on Beck.
Oh, right. See, that's a recipe for a great music show.
Yeah, they did key animation on that Beck opening. They did the character design on Beck. They did a bunch of the episodes. Well, I think the last episode, and also did animation direction on a bunch of episodes.
Honestly, the trailer looks good.
Because it was a Beck vibe I was getting from the trailer. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, that explains the vibe I'm getting. And it also explains why I suspect, yeah, it may in the end be more in the same way that Space Dandy is probably more Shingo Natsumi's thing than his. I suspect this may end up being more Motonobu Hori's than his. But I guess there's been more, he's going to be involved in the music selection, so I guess that's where he's putting his input in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was umming and ahhing. I think the last trailer, I was more on board with it. Because again, I was like outgoing, did like Terror Residence, did like the hand grenade thing in Genius Party.
I always forget about that. Give the guy a break.
I've not watched the jazz thing yet.
Yeah, which I'm a big fan of.
Anyway, the music thing I'm interested in is the next thing on my list.
What is it?
B-Rapper's Street, in which a kid raps to the beat of his farts.
I love a good fart sound. There's no ifs and buts. This could be really good.
It could be.
Very different.
Also highly unlikely to be picked up, because I think, again, it's part of another show. It's a segment in another show, I think. Unfortunately, because I like the character designs as well.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And the fact that there appears to be a sentient boombox who's angry that this kid's rapping to his farts instead of to whatever music's coming out of the boombox.
I didn't realise that, but now I do.
Then we've got Sarazanmai. Or something akin to that. So three schoolboys are turned into Kappas and ordered to retrieve the gold from the Kappa zombies' anuses. Also, there are two cops.
In pursuit of the boys? Or?
I don't know what relationship they are. Also, I think they may be Kamatachis, like the sickle weasel yokai.
Because in
the trailer, there's like signs with weasels on them, I think.
Uh-huh.
And if there's people being turned one way, there's a good chance there's yokai being turned in the opposite direction. Anyway, it's Kunihiko Ikuhara is back. As if you couldn't tell if you watched the trailer and you've watched any of his two recent works, Penguin Drum and what's the other one? The one with the bears. Yurikuma, is that it?
I know what one you mean. I didn't like Penguin Drum, though.
No, I know you didn't. I did. But I'm not as much as other people liked it. But I shall probably check the first episode of this out if it's available.
Yeah, I think it looks good. But from knowing that it's by the Penguin Drum people, it's put me off slightly.
Yes,
it's I think that started well as well, but
the
it didn't.
Shiriko Dharma organ is what they're trying to steal. Which I've learned all about in Gegege no Kitaro. The one episode where Kappa were running across Japan, stealing it out of people's anuses.
Ooh.
It was a comedy episode.
Oh, right. I'm pleased you said. But no, you're right. It could have gone, could be more serious.
Then we got Bungo Stray Dogs, third season. The return of the show that has ruined the Google searches for early 20th century authors. Because you look their names up and you just get pictures of the characters out of Bungo Stray Dogs instead. This season, they'll be doing it, for Russian authors.
Ooh.
They've already done it for Japanese and like American authors. Yeah.
I hate myself for not sticking with this when it first came out. And I watched it and I was like, Then I've seen clips of like fights and it's been like, oh, I should have just stuck with it.
You should have done. Then you could have been disappointed by the start of season two as well. It's great when it's adapting the comic, because presumably the comic is great. The time when it's adapted the light novel spin-offs, it's been fucking awful.
Oh, really bad, eh?
Yeah, the start of season two. Oh. I just gave up and let Niall watch it. I was like, I'll hop back on when it's back on the comic. Because it was just became an entirely different type of story, because it's a book, so it hasn't got the same sort of dynamic action that the comic had. Yeah. I think it's written by an entirely different person. So,
was this on Crunchyroll? Was it a Crunchyroll?
Yeah. The film's on Crunchyroll as well.
And what does the film cover? Is that?
I've not watched it yet, so I assume it's original. But is it? Material.
It's original, right? Okay. Honestly, there's a few things I regret not sticking with, and I think this is one. I don't think I could just jump in either. Even though I have seen a lot of the fight scenes.
Yeah, it might be a bit tricky because you don't know all the relationships. And actually, I need to go back and revisit it because it's been a while and I'm struggling to remember exactly.
Oh, well.
What some of them. Maybe it may do a decent job of recapping. I suspect it will recap everything nicely in the first episode because it has been a bit too long.
How many years?
Good question. When was Bungo Stray Dogs season two on? Bungo Stray Dogs. Righty-ho. Let's look in the Wikipedia sidebar. Season one. Okay, that's not helped at all. Right.
No.
So it just says 2016 till present. Okay, but you've not explained
that. Is the second series...
Yeah, 2016.
12 episodes.
December 2016 was the last episode.
Right. Gosh, that is a while.
Yeah. There was an OVA in 2017.
24 episodes, eh?
Yeah, 24 plus an OVA, which is also on Crunchyroll.
Doable.
Yep. I mean, apart from those four episodes I really hated, I've enjoyed every single other episode.
Yeah.
And there are people who have the opposite opinion of those that have been their favourite episodes. But obviously, people want different things from their anime to me.
That is true.
Then we've also got Attack on Titan Season 3 Part 2. So, if you're still into Attack on Titan, it's still there.
Can I remember when that first came out? Like the show. I watched 6 episodes or something and then I was done. I was just content. I felt like it was not delivering. Has it missed a beat by waiting so long between that first series and then the second?
No,
there was a big gap.
People are still nuts for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't... Maybe it's just my circle.
Niall still watches it, so I think... Does he? Rain as well? I can't remember. Niall definitely still watches it. Mm. Even with the questions of whether the guy who writes it is a big old fascist.
I mean, I don't know... I mean, I get why it's... I don't know why that's circulated again.
That's because there's some really ham-fisted stuff happening in recent chapters.
Oh, right. I see. I mean, the designs alone kind of hark back to certain things, but I'm sure people were writing articles on that years ago.
Well, the problem is there's some truth in it if people keep on thinking.
Oh,
true.
I mean, yeah, I'm not like sticking up.
But yeah, I mean, I don't follow the comics. I don't follow the fandom beyond it just seeping into my Twitter every so often. Because I never liked it from the start. Never.
I was like, when I first watched those first two episodes, I don't know, but I was like, wow, this is, because I never liked the look of the comic at all.
Well, that's the thing, people say, the comic's great, you got to read the comic. I read the comic, it's like, this is fucking awful.
I didn't know it was still a big thing.
I mean, partly it's because Crunchyroll push it to be a big thing. They do their work, they pull their finger out and get it hyped to the appropriate audience. We're just too old for it now, Anthony. That's the thing. We are the target audience for Attack on Titan.
But I want to be. I want to still be the young action fan.
Your target audience is Carol and Tuesday. You're the target audience for that.
I probably am.
You are, yes.
I am. I've grown up.
Yeah.
This next thing.
This next thing.
I think I'm on.
What's this? Mobile Suit Gundam Origin, The Eve of the Red Comet. This is more, I think, of the editing of the movies into a TV series, I think.
Yeah, I watched the trailer and I was like, I think this looks... I can always want to give Gundam a shot.
Have
and
you watched
I always
the
try
other
it.
Origins?
No. I need to.
Just going to skip straight to this one.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I don't know, I always want to give Gundam a chance and I want to like it. And this is 13 episodes, apparently.
Yeah.
So it's like, that just seems manageable, achievable. So for that, it's a green light.
Then we've also got Duel Masters, now with 2 exclamation marks to indicate a second season. This is one of the things I'm frustrated has not been translated into English, because it appears on YouTube every week on the Tomi Takara channel. Huh. And it looks exactly my sort of kids show, i.e. unhinged. there was one where basically the main character draws his own cards, and there's one where he photocopies himself recently and ends up dueling against one of his photocopies who's voiced by try and get her name right. Masako Nozawa, Goku's voice.
Yeah.
And it becomes like a parody of the version of... Also, like, they're really, like, bad clones. Like, they're all... Everything's got something a little off with them. And it becomes like a parody of, like, a Dragon Ball fight. And I was like, why is this not in English? I want to watch everything. Because it looks bonkers. And, my sort of thing. Anyway, there's another series of that, so I'll be frustrated when that shows up on YouTube and I can't understand.
Just
that.
What? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
I mean, I could understand the visual jokes.
Yeah.
And I can recognise the voice. And I was like, okay. Then there's Card Fight Vanguard.
Before, I just want to check, with Duel Masters, how much, obviously it sounds pretty crazy, but how much of the show is like Yu-Gi-Oh? And I asked that because I was always, in Yu-Gi-Oh, I liked the card game.
I mean, there's a good, decent bit of... It's about the same. It's not... I don't think it's as much card game as Yu-Gi-Oh! I can say that because I was watching some Yu-Gi-Oh! This morning. Of the original series.
Card game.
There's a lot of card game in Yu-Gi-Oh!
And I loved that. Yes. I was so into that aspect of it.
No, this, I would say, probably a good chunk of the second half of an episode I was watching is the card game, but there's a lot of setup to get to the card game.
Because in Pokemon, I always liked it best when they were either catching Pokemon, fighting Pokemon, you know, stuff I wanted to do if I was in that world, you know. So, yeah, I think the same would apply with this. But the next one we've seen a bit of. Well,
yes, Card Fight Vanguard High School Arc continued, apparently. I didn't count how many series there's been of Card Fight Vanguard. No. I'd imagine probably Lose. 7 again. All these things seem to be on their 7th series. I don't know whether these are the same characters who are now in high school.
Nah, he had different coloured hair. The dude we saw had different hair. Four, he had like
five,
red and white hair?
6, 7,
I
want to
say
9, 10. I think this is maybe the 11th TV series.
Whoa! Yeah, the dude oh, is that the dude? There's a lot of hairs that's happened over the years. This was good though, and we watched, I don't know how it still holds up, but the one we watched.
Yeah, that one was very much, this is how you play the game in real life. There is
it was great.
No craziness. It's straightforward, actually playing the game.
Yeah.
Unlike Future Card Buddy Fight, where it's just like, dragons are real. Also, we play cards with them.
And that was all right.
It was, yeah, they were all right.
Yeah.
Then also, possibly, you've got Cannon Busters. I think it was supposed to come out this month on Netflix, but it's got delayed, so maybe it'll come out during the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have The Ultraman coming in April. You've got, this is all on Netflix, you've got Real Akuma and Kaoru. The trailer for that looks really quite charming. That's the stop motion thing with the merchandisable bear.
Okay.
You've got season 2 of Baki coming on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And Ingress is coming to Netflix.
Oh, the, yeah. The thing.
Yes, the thing. But that's it. That's all the anime you're getting. Should be plenty to be going on with. So, what I have on my list, let me have a look. Let me go to the Let's Go 2019 spreadsheet. So, I reckon, obviously, Pop Team Epic, I should be watching that one episode of it. We continue to watch Dororo. Hopefully be able to watch Cat's Atelier. One Punch Man Season 2. There'll be an extra episode of Double Decker. We'll watch that as well. I think that's the last of the extra episodes. We will probably not watch Carol on Tuesday because that will involve piracy, and piracy's bad. Well, in this case. Just because there's plenty to watch already. No need to resort to piracy.
Yeah, really, is the actual, just wait.
Is the actual reason. B Rapper's Street. Fingers crossed to be able to watch that. Sarah Zanmai. Continue to watch Karakuri Circus. I do think...
Even though you complain about it.
I do, but I, at the same time, it's the thing I look forward to watching each week the most. Even though
even if you do complain about it, you enjoy that kind of involvement.
And I still enjoy every episode. I just have things to complain about every episode as well. Not every episode, most episodes.
Mm.
Well, not even most episodes. I did the count. It's 50% of the episodes. However, I suspect it will be 66% of the episodes by the time the series is finished. Because I don't think it'll ever have like an entirely satisfactory episode ever again. If someone gets onto Yo-Kai Watch 2 fan subbing it, then I probably will watch that weekly. But I suspect nobody will. Fruits Basket. Bungo Stray Dogs. Mix. Kimetsu no Yaiba.
You're forgetting one of them.
Gegege no Kitaro. Fairy Gone. I'm from Japan. And I'll be back on Detective Conan when it starts getting back to the canonical stories.
You're forgetting one.
What did I forget?
Why the hell are you here, teacher?
Oh, yes. I better put that in there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to forget it, Anthony. I was trying to forget it, but you won't allow it. No, I should probably have to check that out.
So I'm going to have to watch it now. Even if I was to watch nothing else.
I mean, it'll be unmitigated filth, but it'll be well-animated unmitigated filth. It's just you'll have to feel guilty that you watched it.
Where is that? Is it on Crunchy? Or is it a, would that be a no-no?
It will be on, it won't be, nobody will pick it up.
So you will resort to piracy for the smut. Okay.
No, I suspect nobody will pick it up. Because I suspect it will be too filthy to be picked up.
But that might appeal. Like, they might think, this is the extreme of what we're willing to accept.
No, but if they pick it up, it'll get picked up on, it'll get picked up, it'll be like the internet version of it or something. Or, no, it'll be like the TV version, and you want to watch the internet version, because that'll be the...
Yeah, true. Oh, you also mentioned you were halfy-half about Ao-chan Can't Study.
Ah, no. I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, I'm not even going to watch all these things I mentioned, because there's not enough time.
I know.
I mean, let's be realistic. Okay, let's go through that and actually be a realist.
Let's have a let's hear your proper list.
Okay, so Dororo, double plot. Okay, Dororo's definitely in there. Karakuri Circus, right. Definitely in there. Kitaro's definitely in there.
One Punch Man.
Bungo Stray Dogs is definitely in there. One Punch Man is not definitely in there.
Wow, that's how harsh the list is. Because that's an obvious...
How bad the trailer is, Anthony.
Whew. Hard one to please.
So that is 2 hours worth of stuff already. Dororo, Karakuri Circus, Kitaro, Bungo Stray Dogs. So returning champs all... That's 2 hours. So I've only got an hour left to watch two more full-length shows.
Wait, how many hours do you allocate a week?
3.
Is that your limit?
That's my limit, yes. Sometimes I go over it, but that's the limit I aim for.
That's if I did that, I think I would watch more.
Well, do it then and come back on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's because sometimes I get over encumbered by thinking, I want to watch this, I want to watch this, I want to watch that, I want to watch that. And then what happens is none of them get watched. And I'm like, ugh.
No, that's why I do Let's Go in the first place, because otherwise I'd be in the same situation as you, and none of them would get watched. Whereas doing it weekly and setting a target, sometimes I go over the target, because there's too much good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I go, like, Detective Conan, I only watch it when there's a canonical episode and there's not been one for months.
And how do you know if there is one? Do you just wait and see what
I just check the Wikipedia.
Ah.
They're pretty good at announcing which episodes are coming up in advance, so you've got a pretty good heads up.
Yeah, that's good.
So, okay, two more to pick. Obviously we can roll out Carol on Tuesday because that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
If I had to pick two.
Demon Slayer?
Yeah, I think that would be one.
Mm-hmm. Fairy Gone?
There's a lot of the others I'm not sure about.
Right.
A lot of the others are potentially, it's like, Sarazanmai, I feel like that's probably going to be good, but is it something I'm going to want to watch each week? That could be something.
Catatalier is going to be short.
That's going to be a short, so that don't get counted.
Ah.
They can be fitted into the 5 minutes.
Between doing stuff, between putting the cat on.
Yes. Yeah. yeah, it's probably going to come, it probably will be One Punch Man season two, even though it may not be as good as other things. Because it's like, Yoko Watch 2, probably not going to be available. Yeah, it's probably going to come down to that the first episode check. So Fruits Basket and Mix and Fairy Gone, I can probably watch the first week. And then if they're no good, not watch them the second week, or catch up with them. And,
if somebody says they're good later on.
And watch, and then the following week watch One Punch Man and Sarazanmai.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when we used to do these lists, and it would be like, we'd have so many each on the list, and it was impossible.
Now, I was expecting more, because quite often it's hard for spring and autumn to cut it down.
Solid stuff.
I do apologise, I've forgotten JoJo's. Okay, so there's only one extra thing I could watch. So yeah.
What? There's only one extra thing you can watch from this batch.
So yeah, so it'd be JoJo's, Dororo, Karakuri Circus, Kitaro, Bungo, Stray Dogs. So it's returning champs, five. So I've got five returning champs. There'll only be one new show I can afford to add for my timetable.
I feel like you've got to pick One Punch, but I feel like you would watch that. I think I should count it on its own.
But it might not be any good. That's my worry.
But then you just wait, or just. It's only going to be short. I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm so difficult.
I feel like Kimetsu no Yaiba looks better at this point based on trailers than One Punch Man does.
But will it be as good? Not even like on a visual level, just on the whole.
That's the thing. Because I know One Punch Man's got a good story. But it might be more infuriating than Karakuri Circus, because at least Karakuri Circus looks good. As it's butchering the story, it still looks good. And it's got great performances. It's going to be hard pressed to pick which one it's going to be. And it may be influenced by what Dwayne and Niall want to watch as well.
Yeah.
And who knows? Bungo Stray Dogs could come back and shit the bed again for a month.
Which you'd probably accept.
Yeah.
And squeeze some else in.
At least I'd only know of two things next season that I'm not going to watch, but for now.
Well, my list is obviously subject to change, but it's definitely One Punch Man. Definitely Carol and Tuesday, which is probably going to wait. I want to try that Fairy Gone. Oh, and that mobile Gundam's definitely going to get a shot. I've decided. I've locked that one in. Locked in. Oh, and also that teacher one, just for the sake of... I've got you now. I've got you. Oh, and Pop Team Epic I'm intrigued by, because I hope they do something shitty. You know, I don't know what would be dictated, you know, be shitty, but I want to laugh at something. Even if I don't find it funny, I want them to do something that is annoying for the people who wanted something, if you know what I mean. That's, yeah. Yeah. Not a bad season. Potentially, anyway.
Righty-ho. That is everything from this episode of Dynamite in the Brain. If you liked it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcast aggregator of choice. Next week on the show, yes, it really is that famous anime podcast we promised you last week. We've already recorded it, so we know it's coming out. Otherwise, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.